trending stories of the day. Hashtag SAFM Sunrise.
23 after 8, good morning. Well, one of the ways the world is changing, and it's changing very quickly, is about artificial intelligence. It's also about using satellite imagery. Now, one of the concerns is that certain places can almost sort of be lost. You can be excluded in an important way, which means that when it comes to services, if Pick and Pay or Checkers or Woolworths or someone are looking at at building a supermarket, that area won't get served. Raisecha Sefala is an artificial intelligence research fellow at the Distributed AI Research Institute. Raisecha, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Stephen. Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
You actually went to your home. You went to Limpopo, you went to Lebowakgomo, and you had a look at the data. What did you find? What is the concern about areas and communities basically going missing in this data?
Well, I've actually found that, like, just discovering and understanding how data sets are created. They're created mainly for, like, two purposes. One is to make profit. And others are created by the government to understand how and where people are distributed in the country. However, I found that places like Lebowakgomo, which are historically township seven from during apartheid, they are no longer called townships. They are merged together with suburbs and called formal residential areas. So now if you go and look for townships in particular, you won't find them in formal data sets, including those in government.
Sorry, Raisecha, it's not a very strong line. I'm just going to ask you to speak as loudly as you can, please. You're saying that certain areas are basically ignored.
Well, they're no longer called townships, as they were historically called townships. They are merged together with suburbs and called formal residential areas. So now if you go look for townships on the maps or in any official data set, you won't find them as townships. You won't find them literally.
So what does that mean for people? I mean, we know that this data is being used in all sorts of ways.
Well, that actually means that if now you're trying to understand what the government is doing in townships specifically because of the historical significance, you won't be able to track how these townships have been changing because you won't find them as townships. They're not labeled as townships.
Is this happening in other parts of the world too?
Well, yes, in other parts of the world, you won't find surveyors. For example, in Brazil, they are just neighborhoods. Otherwise, they're not even on the map. They're not mapped. But then you won't find them as informal settlements. So that means they don't sort of exist. So if you're trying to aid or try to understand what kind of service delivery issues exist in different neighborhoods, you just won't find them that easily unless if you know, like, you're a local.
Your field, artificial intelligence, is moving dramatically quickly. I mean, it's moving very, very quickly. Is it taking over the world? It feels like it sometimes.
Well, it's supposed to be, because now creating data sets like the ones that identify where townships are is quite expensive. So now looking at satellite imagery without any labeling, we can actually put those labels like Tembisa, Soweto, label them accordingly as townships. So that if anyone is trying to understand what is happening in the country, they can actually look for specific townships and find them all across the country, which is something that is not existing at the moment.
Raisecha Sefala, thank you. AI Research Fellow at the Distributed AI Research Institute. You're with SAFM 27 after 8.